USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The impeachment trial for President Trump is getting ready to begin.
Today is an important day.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on the sending of articles of impeachment against President Trump to the Senate for trial.
This is about the Constitution of the United States. Voters in America should decide who our president is.
Seven members of the House, led by Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, will manage the prosecution during the impeachment trial.
The appropriate remedy, indeed the only remedy, is the conviction and removal from office of President Donald Trump.
But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is vowing to bring fairness to what he calls a political process.
This is the only body that can consider all factors presented by the House, decide what has or has not been proven, and choose what outcome best serves the nation.
The trial is expected to begin next Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Going more in depth on our top story, USA Radio's Tim Berg has some reactions about the president's impeachment trial.
With House Speaker Nancy Pelosi finally sending off articles of impeachment to the Senate for a trial, what can we expect? Well, Republican Congressman Ted Cruz of Texas tells Fox News what he expects in a trial.
It needs to be even-handed. It needs to respect due process. That means if the prosecution gets to call a witness, the defense should as well. If the prosecution gets to call John Bolton, then the president should be able to call Hunter Biden. It ought to be fair and even and respect due process.
A federal judge has issued an injunction to block an order by President Trump that would allow states and cities to turn away foreign refugees, saying the measure is illegal. Maryland District Court Judge Peter J. Macit granted the restraining order against the president's executive order until the legal challenges are resolved. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The president has signed the first phase of a China trade agreement. So what happens next? USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow is at the signing ceremony at the White House, and he says the U.S. is moving immediately into the second phase of that trade deal with China.
Probably the toughest nut to crack in phase two will be to really level the playing field and take care of unfair practices.
Kudlow says there are still issues on whether China will give licenses to American companies without trying to steal the technology or forcing technology transfers and licenses. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For the first time in history, the Pope has named a woman to serve as a manager at the Vatican's Secretary of State, naming Francesca Di Giovanni, a 27-year-old professional in the Catholic Church, for the post. Pope Francis announced her appointment as Undersecretary for the Section of Relations with States. Di Giovanni has worked in the multilateral sector and focused on migrant and refugee matters in the office, and she specializes in international humanitarian law, communications, private international law, and intellectual property and tourism. The move is in line with Pope Francis's prior comments favoring a greater role for women at the Vatican. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.